Today's daf is Pesachim daf Chaf Tes. Today's shir is sponsored by Shlomi Simon, the Zechus Refuah Shleima for Avram Halevi Ben Geula. He should have a Refuah Shleima. We left off on the very top of daf Chaf Tes and Ralph. We left off with a question. The Gemara, the Mishnah had said that we started discussing Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach. So the Mishnah made a chilik between Chametz of a Goy Shavar Lava Pesach and Chametz of a Jew Shavar Lava Pesach. We said Chametz of a Goy Shavar Lava Pesach is Mutabana. Chametz of a Jew that's Shavar Lava Pesach is Asurbana. So the whole Amud Beis of yesterday's daf went through three shittos in Tanayim about our attitude toward Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach, all to lead up to the question that none of those shittos in Tanayim seem to line up with the Mishnah. We're going to have two approaches in today's daf as to which Tana might be the author of the Mishnah, and then the majority of the daf is going to be saying that one of those approaches, the first of those approaches, changes his mind. That Rav Achra Yaakov, one of the Amoraim, changes his mind. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to go onto a different topic, Tarovas Chametz, different mixtures that contain Chametz, but that's all the way at the very end. So what was the kasha that we left with yesterday? The three shittos in Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that even in non-Jews chametz is aser b'anah. He's never mechalik between Jews. He does hold that there is such a thing called chametz shavar lav pesach, but he's never mechalik between a Jew's chametz and a non-Jew's chametz. Rabbi Shimon would hold that even a Jew's chametz is mutter b'hanah lachar pesach. He holds that there's no problem on a daraisa level of chametz shavar lav pesach. And Rabbi Yossi, even more so, Rabbi Yossi would hold that there's no isra'na of chametz at all. Even on Pesach, there's no isra'na of chametz. Certainly after Pesach. So he certainly would not say that a Jew's chametz is going to be aser bana after Pesach. So that's how we left off, that it doesn't fit any of the shittos of Tanaim that we know about. So the Gemara is going to present two approaches of how our Mishnah might fit with one of the shittos of Tanaim. So approach number one, three lines from the top, Daf Chaf Tes Amar Aleph, Amar Avach Bar Yaakov Liolam Rabbi Yehuda Hi. Maybe we could really be assuming like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is one that didn't seem to be mechalik between chametz of a Jew and chametz of a non-Jew. He seemed to hold that even chametz of a non-Jew is subject to chametz shavar lav haPesach. Says the Gemara, no. V'yalav sa'ar da'achila mi'sa'ar. The proper way to understand Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the Isser Achila is related to the Isser of Bal Yera'e in terms of who it applies to. Masa'ar d'ri'iyah shalchai yatarav, or in terms of which chametz it applies to. Masa'ar d'ri'iyah shalchai yatarav alatarav shalchair shalgavala. Just like the Isser of Bal Yera'e is not violated on chametz that belongs to a guy as long as you never took responsibility for it. There's no Isser of Bal Yera'e on chametz that belongs to a guy, even if it's in your house, let's say. But if you never took a cries for it, you never took responsibility for it, and it belongs to a guy, there is no Isser of Bal Yera'e. Af sa'ar da'achila shalchai yata ochel, avalata ochel shalachirim shal gavoa. So too the Isser of Achila also only applies to your own chametz, but chametz that is not yours and that you never took responsibility for is not your problem. You're allowed to eat it. What do you mean you're allowed to eat it? When are you allowed to eat it? We're talking, the sugya is about chametz shavar lav haPesach. So is that what it means? But the statement is that the Yisra of Bal Yera'e matches up with the Yisra Achila. Says Rashi in the last wide line, fourth line on the page, Umutur chemtzo shel nachri af ba'achila va'afilu bePesach. Minatora, an unbelievable chiddush that Rav Achra Yaakov is suggesting, that Rabbi Yehuda would hold you're allowed to eat chametz that belongs to a guy on Pesach, midaraisa, because whatever is subject to Bal Yera'e Bal Yemasa is subject to the Isra Achila. Whatever is not subject to the Isra Achila. Tosos finds this a little too fantastic, a little too wild to say such a thing. Tosos in Dibur Maskel Bedin asks on Rashi that, what do you mean? It's not even Shaykh. How could it be that at the time that you're eating the chametz is going to be owned by a guy? If the guy gave it to you to eat, so then it becomes yours. If you stole it from the guy, then you're chayiv ba'achriyuso. And when you're chayiv so it's subject to Bal Yera'e Bal Yemasa. So mele it's going to be a problem with Isra Achila also. So it should be no different than any other chiyuv achrayus that you have when you're mekabel achrayus. So he says it's just b'metzius it doesn't exist. What do you mean? That you're going to have such an example of a case where you don't own it but you're eating it. By the time you're eating it, you must own it. The Pnei Yeshua points out that Tosas could have asked, even without a chiyuv achrayus, that when you're chewing it, you're kona because of shinui. That shinui is kona. So as soon as you chew it, it should be a kinyan. The Gemara in Ksuvah has such a concept in Daf Lamed that kiven de la asay kanya, that as soon as you choose something, that itself is a kinyan. Pnei Yeshua says, Tosus asks about achrayus l'rav chadimilsa, but Tosus could have asked even better, that forget about achrayus, you make a kinyan on it when you chew it. Some of the achronim say, no, Tosus doesn't want to start up with the chewing, because maybe it's a very soft chametz that doesn't need to be chewed, and then where's your kinyan? Or maybe it's not so pashut that when you chew it that there's a kinyan. In the Dvar Shmuel, he says that you could say that even if you always are kona something by chewing the food, but the whole din of kinyan b'shinui maybe only works when you're dealing with a Jew, but when dealing with a guy, maybe there's no such concept of being kona b'shinui. Why? Where do we learn the idea that you're kona something b'shinui? From the pasuk v'heishiv esagzela asher gazal, that the mitzvah of hashavas agzela is asher gazal, when it's still the same as that which you stole. But when it comes to something that you steal from a guy, although there is an isser to steal from a guy, many achronim hold in the Sivis writes that there's no mitzvah of hashavas agzela. The mitzvah saseh of hashavas agzela, v'heishiv esagzela, only applies to another Jew. So maybe if that's the source of the concept of v'shinoi being kona, it won't apply to something that you steal from a guy. That's why Tosfos doesn't start up with that. But bottom line, Tosfos still has a problem that every time you eat the chametz, memele it's going to be your chametz. So Tosfos says in the name of the Riva that the Gemara does not mean to say that you're allowed to eat chametz of a guy during Pesach. It means that you're allowed to get hana'ah from chametz of a guy during Pesach. The difficult part is the lashon of the Gemara. Avlata ochel shel achir mishel gavah. It says ochel. So it's lav dafka, says Tosfos. Lav dafka ochel really means that you're allowed to get hana'ah. Svasemis is bothered by Tosfos' kasha. He says, what's the kasha? That it's automatically going to be yours, even if every time a guest eats by his friend's house, he's kona through the eating, but that's only, any kinyan only works when you want to be kona. If a person has in mind that he doesn't want to be kona, he can't be kona bal karcho, meaning if a guy doesn't want to violate the Yisra of Chametz for Pesach, so you just have in mind that I don't want to be kona, I just want to eat it. And then while he eats it, he's not kona anything, and then he won't be in violation of the Yisra. So he's bothered why Tosfos finds this so difficult. So the Sfasema suggests that Tosfos must hold that it must be that a Jew would violate even if he's not actually kona, as long as it was yatsum yirshus hanachri, the Jew is already in violation, meaning that as long as it's no longer in the nachri's rishus and the Jew happens to be the one that's eating it, so it's already a violation. It's difficult to understand why that would be the case, but that's how the Sfasema says Tosfos probably understands. So how do you defend Rashi, assuming that the guy is kona when he eats it? Is there any way to be miyashiv shitas Rashi that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it's mutter to eat a guy's chametz on Pesach? So some Rishonim hold that the Ravid Tosrosh Rabbi David, some Rishonim hold that it could be that you could eat it without being kona in a situation where the guy is tochev bebeis habliya. The guy takes the chametz and stuffs it down your throat, but often in a way that you'll be able to spit it back out if you really wanted to, but you don't. You don't spit it back out. You just sort of go with it as he stuffs it down your throat. That's not a total onus in terms of the achila, because you could spit it out. But in terms of being kona to be chayv b'achriyuso, since it's difficult to spit it out, so you're not kona to be mechayv b'achriyuso when you don't spit it out. That's quite an ukimta to make. But that's how he says. That's the example that Rashi, the case that Rashi must be speaking of, where you're not kona. The Magen Shlomo says that to defend Rashi, the whole sefer is to defend Rashi, that it could be that you steal from a guy who doesn't have the ability to force you to pay him back. He's not strong enough to have the ability to force you to pay him back, whether legally or otherwise or physically, and therefore, even though be'emes you're chayv be'achrayus, but be'mitzius the guy can't force you to pay, so that's not called achrius or love, and you're not going to be over in Pesach. It's also quite a chiddush to say something like that. So the Rav Elchanan suggests differently. Rav Elchanan says, what's the nekudas of machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos? He says there's a general machlokas rishonim. If I'm eating at somebody else's house, does the food that I'm eating belong to me, or does it belong to the balabas and he just allows me to eat the food? So he said that's probably the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos over here. By a guest at someone else's house, who owns the food? Rashi holds like the group of rishonim that say that it still remains the balabas's food. food. It's just that I'm eating his food. And Tosfos says, no, it becomes the food of the guest. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch discusses, what if I'm sitting at someone's table, and there's a single guy is sitting at someone's table, there's a nice single girl sitting right next to him, and they really hit it off, and he decides he wants to marry her. So he takes the food off of his plate, and he says, Hareat Mekadeshes Li B'Chicken Zoo Kadash Moshe V'Yisrael. So is she Mekadeshes or not? Meaning, is he the owner of the food? So the Ramah in Ibn Ezer paskins that an Oreach that takes his portion of food is Mekadesh Nisha Mekadeshes, that she's actually Mekadeshes, that it seems to be that it belongs to the guest. So you have to figure out, is Ramah going against, is he taking it seems that he's taking a clear stand in that Machlok Rishonim. But anyway, Rav Chanan in Kovit Shir Mos Kuf Lamed Aleph suggests that's the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos over here. So again, what was our question? Our Mishnah didn't seem to fit with any of the Shittos and Tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda seems to assume that Chametz of a Goy, Chametz of a Jew, it's all going to be a problem of Chametz Shavuot of Pesach. And our Mishnah said Chametz of a Goy is not a problem of Chametz Shavuot of Pesach. So the Gemara says, no, it is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda would hold Chametz of a Goy for which you do not have Achrayos is Mutar Bana after Pesach. Not only is it Mutar Bana after Pesach, it's Mutar Bana on Pesach. Not only is it Mutar Bana on Pesach, according to Rashi, it's Mutar Bachila on Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda does hold that it's only Chametz of a Jew that's a problem of Chametz Shavuot of Pesach. Obedinu, do you buy it? So wait a second. If Chametz of a Goy is mutter even to eat on Pesach, so that why would the Mishnah say Chametz of a Goy is mutter to get Hana'ah from after Pesach? That's burying the lead a little bit. The real story is that you're even allowed to eat it on Pesach. So says Obedinu, do you buy it? Missing Dafilu Bachilu Namishari. Really, we should have said that you're allowed to eat it. That should have been the bigger Chiddush in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to eat Chametz of a Goy. But since we want to emphasize that the chametz of a Jew is even asr bahana, so we to keep it consistent, we mentioned that the chametz of a guy is mutter bahana. And really, we should have emphasized that even during Pesach, the chametz of a guy is mutter bahana. But once we're talking about, since we're emphasizing the chumrah of chametz of a Jew sha'avar lava Pesach, so we talk about chametz sha'avar lava Pesach when we talk about chametz of a guy. This line seems to fit Tosfos a little bit better, right? Meaning it says actually not really. Meaning that we already explained why we don't talk in terms of achila. Now we're explaining once we're already talking in terms of hana'ah, so why are we only talking in terms of hana'ah after Pesach and not hana'ah on Pesach? So that is approach number one, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, with this Gevaldik Chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda holds Chametz of a Goy is Mutter, Legamri, 100%. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda can be the author of our Mishnah, that Chametz of a Goy is not a problem of Chametz Shavuot Lav Pesach, Chametz of a Jew is a problem of Chametz Shavuot Lav Pesach. Now, approach number two. Rava Amar Liolam Rabbi Shimonhi. Rava would say that really the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. What was the problem with saying that it was Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon held there is no Isser of Chametz Shavuot Lav Pesach, and our Mishnah said that Chametz of a Jew Shavuot Lav Pesach is a problem. So Rabbi Shimon Knasa Kanis. Rabbi Shimon would say there's no problem mida o raisa of Chametz Shavuot Lav Pesach, but a knas mida rabbanon we do have. It is a knas mida rabbanon that if I owned Chametz on Pesach, since I violated the Yisra by Rabbi Imatzeh, the Cham say that I'm not going to be allowed to benefit from that Chametz after Pesach. After Pesach is over. Now, did you have to say it was going like Rabbi Shimon? Once you're going to say that it's a knas, why not just go all the way and say it's going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili also? Rabbi Yossi Aglili held that there's no Isra'an of Chametz at all. So say that, okay, there's no Isra'an of Chametz, but you violated by Rabbi Matzeh, and therefore we're going to make it also for you after Pesach. So Tzlach asked this Kasha. Why is Rabbi convinced that it's Dafka according to Rabbi Shimon? Once you're making an Isra'an, you could even go with Rabbi Yossi that Chametz of a guy is Mutter. Eser, and we made this Knas Rabbanan. So Tzach points out very fundamentally that whenever the Rabbanan made an Eser, it's always called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ken Daraisa Tikkun. They always pattern the Eser after some sort of existing Din Daraisa. What's the Eser of Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach? So the Mishnah says it's an Eser Hana'a, that you're not allowed to get Hana'a from Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach. According to Yosef Glili, there's no such Din of an Eser Hana'a on Chametz. It doesn't exist ever on a Daraisa level. So why would the Rabbanan make a din of an Isser Hana'a for Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach? According to Rabbi Shimon, there is a din of an Isser Hana'a of Chametz on Pesach. So the Chachamim extend that din to the Achar Pesach, to Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach. That's called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Ken Daraisa Tikkun. That's certainly well within the rites and the normal practices of the Rabbanan. But it's all a din in Knas. Now, wait a second. If it's a din in Knas, what about someone who's not a Bar Knas? This happens all the time. We get the Shaila of a Katan who owns Chametz over Pesach. The child had hid chametz away in his room somewhere because he knew that you were getting rid of all the good stuff, so he saved it somewhere and put it away in his room. So you find the chametz afterwards. So the katan owns the chametz. So is that going to be a violation of chametz shavar lav Pesach after Pesach Zov? Pri Megadim raises this suffix in Psicha Kalelas in Chelik Bezos Beis. He says it could be the chametz of a cherishot of a katan is usher after Pesach, even though there's no reason of Knas, because lo plug Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made this din of Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach, it's a lo plug. In Siman Taf Lamed Daled, though, the Prima Gadim writes in Eshel Avraham that it could be the Chametz of a Yasom Katan Shavar Lav Pesach is Mutter, because there's no one to give the Knas to. So it could be. So he's not sure. Prima Gadim is Mesubuk about this. Rav Elchanan is pretty confident that it's Asur, though, because Rav Elchanan points just to the Lashon of the Mishnah. In Kovit Shurim, in Os Kuv Chavtes, he says, look at the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah talk about Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach? It says, Shel Yisrael is Asur Bana. Shel Nachri is Mutar Bana. If it were true that Chametz of a Katan, of a Jewish Katan, is also Mutar Bana after Shavar Lav Pesach, the Mishnah should have said the bigger Chiddush, should have mentioned that. The fact that it only comes up, the only chametz that's going to be mutter is shel nachri, makes it sound like it's would not be true of a chametz shel katan shavar lav pesach. There's also a question: what if you have chametz of a guy that a Jew violated Bali Rabbi Yimatze? Meaning the knas we're describing over here is, since you violated Bali Rabbi Yimatze, it becomes Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach. Now we said, that chametz of a guy, you don't violate Bali Rabbi Yimatze when it's in your house, unless you're Mekabel Achrayus. If you're Mekabel Achrayus for chametz of a guy, so then you violate Bali Rabbi Yimatze, even though it belongs to the guy. So now, is that going to be Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach after Pesach? Is it a knas whenever you violate Bali Rabbi Yimatze? So this is a discussion in the Rishonim. The Ritva raises this issue, and he suggests that even chametz of a guy that's mufkad by a Jew, even if the Jew violated Bali Rabbi because he was mekabel achrayus, but still it's not going to be part of this knas. The knas was only made for a Jew on a Jew's chametz, but not all the Rishonim agree with that. The Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch paskens the other way. The Magen Avraham holds that it's taka going to be a problem of chametz shavar lav Pesach because the knas makes sense. There's also discussion, what about chametz midrabbanan? Is that also a problem of chametz shavar lav Pesach? Does the knas, did the rabbanan make this knas even when all you violated was nisr drabbanan? The Ran writes, and the Ran on the Rif over here, the chametz nuksha, which is only drabbanan, is mutar bana achra Pesach. So the Achronim are bothered by that because the Ran also says that a chametz of Yisrael that he keeps in the possession of a guy is asur bana la achra Pesach because he's chayiv to be mevarit midrabbanan. So even though that's only nisr drabbanan, he applies the yisr la achra Pesach also. So the Achronim are mechalik between chametz that's only chametz midrabbanan and ownership that's only a problem. Problematic ownership midrabbanan. That's how you have to be mechalik. One last hour about this knas before we move on. The Nadav Yehuda has a tshuva halach lemaisa. The Nadav Yehuda in Madura Kama says that it seems that during Pesach the iser, it's not shaykh to say the chum would make the knas during Pesach. I mean, when is this knas chal? This knas that you violated by your rabbi yimatze, now your chametz is aser. It can't be that in middle of Pesach chum make that knas, because why would they? It's the middle of Pesach, it's us for you anyway. The Knas must be the moment Pesach ends. That as soon as Pesach is over, that's where the Knas hits. So says the Nadav Yehuda, that's a very important ha'ara to view it in that way. Because what if you have a situation, and this happens every year, where you have a Baal Tshuva whose parents aren't religious and they own all sorts of chametz. They might even own a company that's chametz. So they own all sorts of different chametz, and the parent dies on Pesach. So now, during Pesach, the child is not Yorisha because that's Rabbana, so he doesn't take ownership of it. So would you say that it's chametz she'avar lava Pesach? The parent owned it on Pesach. But so it says in the Buda, no, it's not going to be a violation of Chametz Shavuot of Pesach. Because the parent owned it on Pesach, but that's not when the Knas kicks in. The Knas kicks in after Pesach. Parent wasn't alive after Pesach, and there's no reason to be konis to the child. The child didn't do anything wrong, so there would be no violation of Chametz Shavuot of Pesach in that circumstance. Okay, says the Gemara Vaitina. So we had two approaches to explain who the author of our Mishnah is. According to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, it's Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda Taka does say that chametz of a guy is mutter, not like we originally thought Rabbi Yehuda held. And the second approach is Rava, that Rava held that it's the author must be Rabbi Shimon, and even though in a chinami there's no isra of chametz shavalav Pesach on a daraisa level, midrabbanan there exists such an isra, and that's what the Mishnah was talking about on a drabbanan level. So Bishlam ul Rava hainu dektani shel Yisrael asr mishum shenemar lo yirah. According to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rava, works out very well that the Mishnah says that chametz of a Jew is aser after Pesach because it says lo yirah, meaning because you violated bal yirah by imatzei. Therefore, we make such a knas on the Jew. El Rav Acha bar Yaakov mishum lo yechol chametz min bailei. But according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, it's got nothing to do with bal yirah. The iser is because of the iser of achilas chametz. That's why chametz of a Jew is going to be aser. It's not because you violated bal yirah. It's not a Knas. So says Gemara, Misavret Asefa Kai. No, when we quote that pasuk of Lo Yirah, you think we're going on that last line? Aresha Kai, we're going on the first line where we talk about chametz of a guy. V'hachi Kamar, this is what it means to say. Chametz shel Nachri Shavar Lava Pesach, Mutter Bana. Chametz of a guy, that's Avar Lava Pesach, is Mutter to get Anah from. Why? Mishum Shenemar Lo Yirah Lecha, Shalcha Yetaro, Vatara, Shalcher, Mishal Gavoa. Because we have the pasuk of Lo Yirah Lecha, from which we learn that there's no violation of Bal Yirah on chametz that belongs to a guy that you have not been mekabel achrayus for, the Yalev Sardachil Misa'ar Deria. And from there we learn that there's also no violation of Hana'a from chametz or Achilas chametz that belongs to a guy if you were not mekabel achrayus for that chametz. Good. Va'azlu tamayu, and Rav Acha bar Yaakov and Rava go lishitasam the itmar, because we have the following discussion. Ha'ochel sa'or shel nachri shavar lav ha'pesach ledivir Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say a person eats chametz of a guy that was avar lav ha'pesach. What would Rabbi Yehuda say? So Rava Amar Loka, Rava says what Rabbi Yehuda would say, you get Malkus, and Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Eino Loka. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, no, that you would not get Malkus. Why? Why does each one hold that what they hold within Rabbi Yehuda? Rava Amar Loka, Lo Yalef Rabbi Yehuda, Sar Dachil, Misar Dariya. Rava would say that, yes, there is Malkus, because the Israeli eat chametz applies even to a guy's chametz, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an issa d'oraisa to eat chametz shavar lav ha'pesach. So the issa applies to everybody's chametz, even to a guy's chametz. So of course you're going to get malchus. Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar einu loke yolov sar dachil misar d'ri'ia. Rav Acha bar Yaakov would say there's no malchus because none of the isurim of chametz apply to a guy's chametz, and therefore you're not going to get malchus for eating a guy's chametz shavar lav ha'pesach. So this is Rava and Rav Acha bar Yaakov. So far all we've done in today's daf is that we took the question that half of yesterday's daf was dedicated to asking, and we gave two answers to that question. Rav Acha bar Yaakov's answer and Rava's answer. The majority of the rest of the daf is going to be one attempt to demonstrate that Rav Acha bar Yaakov must have changed his mind. That this Gevaldik HaChiddush takes the teeth out of it. We were so excited that Rav Acha bar Yaakov has this idea that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to eat chametz of a guy on Pesach. Yeah, he doesn't really hold that way. He changed his mind. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, at the end of the day, changed his mind. How are we going to prove that he changed his mind? So the way we're going to prove it is we're going to quote a Machlokes Tanaim about someone who eats chametz of Hegdish on Pesach, and we're going to have five interpretations of that Machlokas Tanaim. The fourth of those five interpretations is Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's interpretation, and his interpretation is only going to make sense if he changed his mind. So we're going to, it's a very tangential discussion where all four of the other interpretations of how to understand this Machlokas Tanaim has absolutely nothing to do with the rest of the Sugya, but the fourth out of the five interpretations is Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's interpretation, and that's going to prove to us that he changed his mind. Okay. V'hadber Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Mehi. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov certainly changed his mind. How do I know it? Titania, we have a brisa that teaches us the following machlokas. Ha'ochal chametz shel hegdish b'moed ma'al. If a person eats chametz that belongs to hegdish on Pesach, he's violated mi'ila of hegdish. V'yesham l'mlo ma'al. But another shita in Tanaim says, no, it's not a violation of mi'ila. So man yeshamrim, what's going on over here? Why would someone say it's not a violation of mi'ila to eat chametz of hegdish on Pesach? So again, five different interpretations of this machlokas. Interpretation number one, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akanehi. The one that says that there's no violation of Mi'ila is assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana in the famous sugya of Kamle Bidraba Minei in the third parak of Maseches Ksubas. What does Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana hold? Titanya, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana haya oses Yom HaKippurim kishabbos l'tashlumin. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana makes Yom Kippur the same as Shabbos in regards to payments that you're going to have to make when you cost somebody money when you're mechayiv yourself money in the process of being mechalal Shabbos. Ma Shabbos mischayiv b'nafsho patur min tashlumin. Av Yom Kippur mischayiv b'nafsho patur min tashlumin. Let's say I go and I burn somebody's possessions on Shabbos. So the halacha is, I do not have to pay for it. Why do I not have to pay for it? Because I'm already chayiv misa for violating malacha d'areisa of burning something on Shabbos. Kam le b'drav minei. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana teaches a chiddush that not only applies when I'm going to be chayiv misa b'dei adam in Beis Din Shalmata, even if I did something that I'm chayiv kares for, which isn't Beis Din's business, that's up in Shemayim, I'm chayiv kares for, like doing malacha on Yom Kippur, we're still going to apply kam le b'drav minei. If I burn someone's stuff on Yom Kippur, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana is mechadesh that Beis Din cannot force me to pay because I'm already suffering a worse punishment. Who's punishing me? Hashem's punishing me. It's an issur kares. It's not the Beis Din Shalmata. But even then, we would say kam le b'drav minei. So says Rabbi Yochanan, the chametz has value. This chametz that belongs to Hegdish has value because it can be redeemed after Pesach. So the Tanakhama says it's subject to Mi'ila because it has value. The Yesh Omrim says, no, we would apply kam le b'drav minei even to Yisurei Kares, like eating on Yom Kippur, or like eating chametz on Pesach. And therefore, if you're chayiv kares, you can be pater from any other payment. So mele, this chametz is not something of any value. That's the machlokas about whether it's subject to me'ila or not. Is it ever going to lead to a monetary payment? If I were to take it on Pesach and eat hegdish's chametz on Pesach, would I ever have to pay it back? I don't have to pay it back if I'm already chayiv kares, if you hold like Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. That is the shita of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Now, the Achronim raised the following kasha. In our Gemara, it's the point of this first line of this first approach was that according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, there is no, because of Kol Me'Bidrav Minei, it's not that according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, you're not in violation of Mi'ila because of Kol Me'Bidrav Minei. So the Ptur of Kol Me'Bidrav Minei does not only apply to Dine Adam, it even applies to Dine Shema. Now, ask the Achronim, wait a second. Midine Shemayim, though, the halacha is, let's say I talk to burn someone's stuff down on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? If I want to be a good Jew, so is the good thing to do to say, look, I'm pater, so that's the halacha. I live my life by the halacha. No, midine Shemayim, if I want Nachar Me'ev Esrim, I want things to be okay for me, I'm going to have to pay the guy back. In addition to doing tshuva and everything else and suffering the kli of skila for being mechal Shabbos, you do have to pay back to be yotzei midine shemayim. So how could you say that you're pater because kam le b'drav minei legabi the mi'ila where the whole chiyuv is l'shemayim? Meaning, what do you mean? The whole point is that midine shemayim, if you're wearing the dine shemayim glasses, you're looking at it from a dine shemayim perspective, which is what kares is. It's dine shemayim. Well, I am chayiv to pay midine shemayim. Kam le b'drav minei is only a down here halacha, whether I'm chayiv to pay or not. But certainly I'm chayiv to be yotzi dine shemayim. So the tzlach is mechadesh. The Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana holds that by kares we would say kam le b'drav minei must also hold that there's no din that you have to pay midine shemayim. he must tell that even midine shemayim, if I burn someone's stuff down on Shabbos, I do not have to pay for it. What's the svara? Why would you say that there's no din even midine shemayim to be yotzei de shemayim, to be a good Jew, that I don't have to pay for it? He says, what's the reason that you have to be yotzei de shemayim even though you're pater midine adam because of kam lebedrav minei? Because the source of the patur of kam lebedrav minei is a pasuk kedei risha so that mishum risha achas ata mechayev lo mishum shtei rishayos. They can only be held liable for one for one avera, but not for two separate chiyuvim. That pasuk is about Beis Din. So it sounds like that even though Beis Din can't be mechayiv mishum shtei rishayos, but still you're not potter from the etzem achiyuv. It's a din in Beis Din. Beis Din can't force you to suffer two punishments. But you want to be yotzi midine shemayim, you should still pay. But Rav Chanina ben Akana definitely doesn't use that source, because he used that pasuk to teach me that legabe achiyuv kares, which is a purely a din shemayim, is not a din in Beis Din. You're going to say kam lebedrabinei. So it must be that there is no shtei rishayos that a person is chayiv for at all, and therefore by kares, which is chiyuv b'din shemayim, you're pater even lotzei yidei shemayim for the mammon. That's the tzlach's approach, saying Rabbi Nachum ben Akana must have a double machlokas over here, even on not just whether kam lebedrabinei applies to chiyuv kares, but also whether there ever is a chiyuv lotzei yidei shemayim to pay the money in the first place. Good, that was approach number one. Now, approach number two. Rav Yosef Amar, Bipodin Esakachim Lachilin Leklavim Kamifilgi. Rav Yosef explains that the machlokas whether chametz of Hegdish on Pesach is subject to Me'ila is really a machlokas whether you can be Poda Kachim, you could redeem stuff from Hegdish for the where you're not going to be able to use it anyway, you're only going to be able to get Hana of giving it to a dog. Can you be Poda food from Hegdish where you can't eat it anyway, you're only going to be able to give it to a dog? The one that says that you violate Mila holds that you can be Poda Hegdish just to feed it to a dog. The one that says Lomal holds you can't be Poda. How is this the machlokas? What does being Poda to feed to a dog have to do with anything? Look at Rashi, he fills in a lot of the blanks. Rav Yosef Amar, if we would hold that during Pesach it's Asr Ba'anah, do Kuli Alma Modu do Pater. Everyone would agree that you'd be potter for Mi'ila. Hol v'hashem mi'alo chazi v'lav mamonahu, because right now it's not roi for anything, it's asr ba'anah, so it has no value, so it's not going to be a violation of Mi'ila. The afalgav de sofo gorim hum mamon lachar Pesach, even though after Pesach maybe mutter ba'anah, we're not interested in what's going to be after Pesach. Right now it's on Pesach, you ate chametz of Hegdish, you took chametz of Hegdish. Right now, if we were told that there is an isra anah of chametz on Pesach, so then certainly you did not violate Mi'ila because you didn't take anything of value. What's Rav Yosef assuming? Ela alibid Rav Yosef aglili pligi. Rav Yosef assumes that this machlokas tanaim is all within the sheet of Rav Yosef aglili. Damar tov zmanu nami shari bana. That Rav Yosef aglili holds that there is no isra hana of chametz on Pesach. That you're allowed to get hana from chametz on Pesach. So now the whole machlokas is whether you could be poda hegdish to be machlo klavim, whether you could redeem hegdish to gain other benefits aside from eating it, and this chametz would therefore have value and be subject to meila. So the yeshom holds that chametz shel hegdish has no monetary value because you're not allowed to redeem the hegdish to do anything with it other than to eat it. So this chametz has to remain hegdish, meila. It's not subject to meila. But the Tanakhama would hold it is subject to Mila. Third approach, Ravacha Barava Tanala Laha He taught Rav Yosef's answer as follows. Rav Yosef's explanation as follows. Everyone would agree that you cannot be poda hegdish for the sake of just giving it to dogs. If you want to be poda hegdish, it's got to be to eat it. Over here, the machlok is as follows. The machlokas is if something ultimately will lead to value. Over here, it's a little bit of a different type of usage of the term davar. In the moment, because we're not just talking about something that will lead to value or will cause you a chiyuv mamon, we're talking about something that itself will one day again have value. Chametz on Pesach has no value, it's asr ba'anah. But according to Rabbi Shimon, once Pesach is over, it's mutter midaraisa. It's totally fine. So that's what we're calling davar garim lamamon. That one day it will be worth something again. So mandi amr ma'al, the one that says that you violate mi'ila when you eat the chametz of hekdesh on Pesach, kasamer davar garim lamamon kamamon dami, holds that you took something of value because one day that chametz was going to have value again after Pesach was over. Umandi amr lo ma'al, the one that says that there's no violation of mi'ila, kasamer davar garim lamamon lav kamamon dami, holds that davar garim lamamon lav kamamon dami, we don't care that one day it will have value. Right now it does not have value, and therefore you didn't violate mi'ila in any way whatsoever. That is approach number three. Now, approach number four, and this is why we're quoting this whole discussion. Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the one who is mechadesh to us, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to eat chametz of a guy on Pesach. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that the way to understand this machlokas about eating chametz of Hegedish on Pesach is as follows. By the way, just keep in mind as we're reading Rav Acha bar Yaakov, what was Rav Acha bar Yaakov's drasha? It's all based on Shalachai Yatara Avalatarosh Shalacherim Vishel Gavoa. Chametz Shalacherim means of a guy, Shal Gavoa means of Hegedish. So whatever you hold about chametz of a guy, you're also going to hold about chametz of Hegedish. It should line up, right? It should be a perfect match. So if Rav Acha bar Yaakov understands that Rav Yehuda holds that you're allowed to eat chametz of a guy on Pesach, he should also hold you're allowed to eat chametz of Hegedish on Pesach. Good. So now let's see how he understands this machlokas about chametz of hegdish. Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar dekuli alma davar garim lamamon kamamon dami. Everyone holds the fact that after Pesach this chametz is going to become mutter means that it has value. We view it as if it has value right now. V'acha b'plukta d'rabiu d'rabi shim kamiflegi. But the machlokas is whether this taka is a davar garim lamamon. Is this ever going to have value? What do you hold about chametz shav alav Pesach? Mandam lo ma'al k'Rabbi Yehuda, the one that says that you didn't violate mi'ila when you eat the chametz of hegdish, holds like Rabbi Yehuda that there is an issur da'oraisa of chametz shav alav Pesach. So this has no value, and therefore you didn't violate any mi'ila. Mandam lo ma'al k'Rabbi Shimon, the one that says that you do violate mi'ila, must hold like Rabbi Shimon that there's no din mi'da'oraisa of chametz shav alav Pesach, and therefore, or mi'drabban according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, and therefore you have taken something that has value, and that's why you violated Me'ila. But wait a second. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Acha bar Yaakov is saying that the chametz of Hegdish is never going to have value because it's going to be chametz shavu lav Pesach. Rav Acha bar Yaakov is the one that told us that chametz of a guy is not subject to chametz shavu lav Pesach, not chametz on Pesach, and chametz of a guy, chametz of Hegdish are the same thing. But Rav Acha bar Yaakov udamer to Rabbi Yehuda yalv sar dachil misar deriyah. Rav Acha bar Yaakov is the one that says that the only isser of chametz, the only isser of getting hanah from chametz and eating chametz is on the same type of chametz that you violate bal yiran, and you don't violate bal yiran chametz of hegdish. That's a raya that Rav Acha bar Yaakov must have changed his mind. But we're still not done explaining the Mishnah about Mi'ila, the Machlokes Tanaim about Mi'ila. We still have one more explanation to give, but that's the reason why we quote all five of these, just to show that Rav Acha bar Yaakov changed his mind. Now we have explanation number five. Rav Ashi Amar Dekuli Alma In Podin. Rav Ashi has a fifth explanation that everybody agrees that you cannot be poda hegdish just to give it to dogs, that's not a viable reason to be poda hegdish, and everyone agrees that the fact that one day this chametz will have value is insignificant. Right now it has no value. Over here what they're arguing about is, does the chametz have value right now on Pesach? If you look, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's no Isra Hana of chametz on Pesach at all, ever. So the chametz right now has value. If you hold like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, everybody else in the world, well, there is an Isra Hana of chametz on Pesach. So Mandi Amar Ma'al Rabbi Yossi, the one that says that you're in violation of Mi'ila, holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili that chametz is mutter bana on Pesach, and therefore it has current value, so it's subject to Mi'ila. Mandi Amar Lo Ma'al Rabbanon, the one that says that you're not in violation of Mi'ila, holds like the Rabbanon, the chametz is asr bana on Pesach, and therefore has no value. So period, that's the end of that discussion. Again, that's that's all part one of the daf. So all that was to discuss chametz shavalov Pesach. Now we move on to the next sugya, which is the sugya of taroves chametz. A little bit of an introduction to taroves, to issues of taroves. Taroves means you have mixtures. So if you have something that's usher that gets mixed with something that's mutter, that let's say there's two kosher hamburgers and one non-kosher hamburger, and you can't identify which one is which, so the Torah says achri rab nahatos. There's a din called bittel barov. So they're all kosher. It's a question: can you eat them all? It's a big four shittas from Rishonim. What that means? Can one person eat all three of them? Can you pile them one on top of the other and eat all three of them? Meaning, to what extent you know that one of them is didn't come from a kosher animal? So okay, so that's a question of Rishonim. But certainly it's bittel barov. Certainly, if you want to eat one of them, you're allowed to eat one of them, right? That for sure. If you want to eat a hamburger, you're allowed to eat hamburgers. Bittel barov, you're allowed to rely on the heter. That's only when it's a tarovus of yavish biyavish, when the mixture is two items that aren't really fused together, you just can't identify which one is which. But if you have a tarovus of lach belach, where the items are completely fused together, where you have milk and chicken soup, the proverbial milk in the chicken soup, where it's not that you can't find where the milk is, it's everywhere, it's throughout the entire thing. You have a tarovus of lach belach, and the two items that are mixed together don't taste the same, so then it's only going to be usser if there's enough of the isser to give tam into the heter. That's what we call tam ki'ikr, which we pass in Shulchan Aruch, tam ki'ikr is daraisa. That it would be that as long as it gives tam, it would be a violation of midaraisa. It's not all Rishonim agree to that. Some significant Rishonim don't agree to that, but that's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch, that it gives tam. The question is, what if you have two like kinds? One, they taste exactly the same. You have treif chicken soup and kosher chicken soup, and a little bit of treif chicken soup falls into the kosher chicken soup. So is it nosin tam? Well, they all taste like chicken soup. So what's a chai to talk about being nosin tam? So there's a machlokas amarayim when you have a dover lach min bimino. Rav and Shmuel hold min bimino is lo batel. Whenever it's two like kinds, it's never batel. Afilu be'elef, that it's always going to be aser. They pass on like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Maseches Vachim, that if you have dam kachin that gets mixed with dam chulin, it's never batel. Why? Because it's min bimino. It's dam and dam, so it never becomes batel. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish hold that no, on a daraisa level, in min bimino, lach b'lach, is batel barov. Because it's not benosin tam, there's no tam to talk about. It's batel barov on a daraisa level. The whole question is, that midrabanan, we are machmir to make it to require shishim. But we don't say that it's not batel at all. It is batel. It's just that midrabanan, we require shishim rather than requiring a rov. That is the machlokas amorayim in about a tarovus of lach belach min bimino. Now, against that backdrop, let's discuss tarovus chametz. So we're going to have a machlokas amorayim about tarovus chametz, and there are two factors we're going to take into account in this machlokas. One is it bimino or she'eno mino? And the other is, are we talking about chametz bizmano, chametz on Pesach, or chametz shelo bizmano, chametz after Pesach? So three opinions in amorayim. Opinion number one, amorav, chametz bizmano, chametz during Pesach. Bein bimino, bein shalob bimino, aser. If it gets mixed in, whether bimino or shalob bimino, it's going to be aser. Shalob bimino, chametz after Pesach, bimino aser, shalob bimino mutter. Gets mixed in with a like kind, it's going to be aser. With an unlike kind, it's going to be mutter. So mayaskinu, what's the case exactly? Ilem ibnosin tam, shalob bimino, shalob bimino mutter, hayav taima. If it actually gives flavor to the mixture, so then why shalob bimino, should it be mutter shalob bimino? It's giving tam into it, it gives flavor. Ela b'mashu chametz. We must be discussing where it's just a mashuhu. Bizmano bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino aser. That during Pesach, whether it's mixed into a like kind or an unlike kind, it's going to be aser. Rav l'taymei, and this is Rav l'shitaso. Rav l'shmuel dar mitarvai kol yishrim shabator b'mino b'mashu shelo b'mino b'nosin tam. This is Rav l'shitaso in Gantz Shas that any yisur shabatora if it's min b'mino it's b'mashuhu. Only when shelo b'mino it's b'nosin tam. So Rav gozer chametz bizmano shelo b'mino atumino. Rav just makes a gzeira that even when it's min b'she'eno mino by chametz, even when it's min b'she'eno mino, he treats it like min b'mino. V'shalo b'zmano b'mino asur k'Rabbi Yehuda. And when it's shalo b'zmano, even when it's min b'mino, he says that it's asur like Rabbi Yehuda. V'shalo b'mino mutter, and shalo b'mino is going to be mutter. The shalo b'zmano v'shalo b'mino atumino kuleh lo gazrinan. We don't make a double gzeira that even shalo b'zmano and shalo b'mino that it should be asur. We're not going to go that far to to make the double gzera. So if it's either bismano or bimino, it's going to be usher according to Rav. Good, that's Rav. Now Shmuel amar chametz bismano bimino usher shelo bimino mutter. Chametz on Pesach, if it's a min bimino tarovis, it's usher. If it's two unlike kinds, it's mutter. Shelo bismano, if it's after Pesach, bein bimino bein shelo bimino mutter. Then it's always going to be mutter. Why? Chametz bismano bimino aser. Why did Shmuel say that during Pesach chametz is going to be aser when it's a tarovas min bimino? Shmuel etaimei. This is Shmuel l'shitaso and gans shas. Derav Shmuel darmi tarvai kol isur shabatara bimino aser b'mashu, because he holds this is part of the iser of any tarovas min bimino that it's aser b'mashu. Shalo bimino b'no sein tam. But if it's shalo bimino, it's only going to be aser if it's no sein tam. That's the thing called a torah kula. Shalo bimino natumino lo gazar. Shmuel's not going to make a gzeira of Shalobimino, Atumino, even by Chametz. He's not going to be any stricter by Chametz than he is by anything else. Shalobizmano, Ben Bimino, Ben Shalobimino, Mutarin, Krabi Shimon. And Chametz Shalobizmano, any Tarov is going to be Mutar. Why? Because there is no Isser of Chametz Shavalov of Pesach. He also like Krabi Shimon. And then third sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, Chametz Bizmano, Ben Bimino, Ben Shalobimino, Asim Losin Tan. Chametz on Pesach, whether it's Bimino or Shalobimino, it's Minosin Tan. Shalobizmano, Ben Bimino, Ben Shalobimino, Mutar. Shalobizmano is going to be Mutar. Why? Chametz Bizmano, Ben Bimino, Ben Shalobimino, Minosin Tan, Rabbi Yochanan, Tan, Ey. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi That's what we pointed out. Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish disagree with Rav and Shmuel, and they hold that it's always a din in Nosin Tam. Shalob is mano bein bimino bein shalob bimino mutarin k'Rabbi Shimon, but shalob is mano they hold both bimino and shalob bimino is going to be mutter because he holds like Rabbi Shimon that chametz shavalov haPesach is mutter. So, by the Shem, tomorrow we'll get to a psak halacha on this through a machlokas amaran.